Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 703. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
703. I'm amazed by... I have to walk outside to record the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, 20 feet, 25 feet to the to my office back here. I'm amazed by the amount of dew that we have this time of the year, the amount of moisture that's in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as if it rained all night.
Mm-hmm.
I wore flip-flops out here, feet completely soaked, but I can't wear shoes because they'll be completely soaked. I'll be in here with wet socks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to get out here. Obviously, Crocs. Pavers, stepping stones. Crocs will lock in that moisture under your foot, though.
You need the boot Crocs, the big square boot ones.
So I've got a pair of muck boots.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a few years old and the heel like split in half. So What they do is they actively, when I walk, they chomp the water because it opens up.
Yeah.
So I walk and it flexes open, grabs that water and just funnels it up to the bottom of my foot. It just sucks it off the grass. It's horrible. Yeah.
You go get some of those, some Huckleberry Western Crocs.
I mean, mine kind of look like that. Mine look like that, sort of, without being goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But they were great for a while.
Go old school with it. Get the old school Crocs.
Yeah, but they let water right in. The reason I wear the flip-flops out here when I know it's going to be wet is when I get in here, I take the shoes off, and then I just position my feet on top of them So that I get air underneath them. So I'm basically barefoot when we record, but I have shoes with me.
Yeah.
I don't like to put my bare feet on the bare floor. So... those don't even look like... you've got the Midnight Garden Creativity Clog pull-up, which is a Lego X Croc collab. They don't even look like Lego.
No.
They look like... I mean, obviously, they have a giant Lego giblet or whatever they call that thing jabbed in the side. But they look like Crocs that somebody hot glued a bunch of crap to.
Yeah.
They don't look good. I like the square ones, the block feet.
There we go. These.
Yeah, I like those. The brick clog, they're called. Ratings are horrible. 16 ratings, 3 stars. Price is $150. But I think they still come with a minifig, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
People don't like them.
Nope.
The 3-0. Oh, this person's upset because they didn't get them. That's not a fair review. You shouldn't be allowed to review without a verified purchase.
Yeah.
Worst crocodile I've bought so far. I don't like that he used their government name.
They said they fell down the stairs after putting them on.
I don't believe that one either. I mean, they don't look easy to walk in. They don't look aerodynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're the kind of person who likes to cut around a doorway, you keep it tight. That ain't gonna be for you. Now, I love that. He's just a classic minifigure, though, with just a block stuck on his foot.
Yeah. This would be good for like a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big, like the Lego hands, the Lego helmet, and you put the Lego shoes on, that's it.
I still think they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of purchases, I finally broke down and I ordered, you're gonna have to type this in.
Okay.
Lego 400 2022. So this is a employee set. It's a Friends employee set for the 10th anniversary of Friends, but like the 70th Lego anniversary or something. It's the 2002 gift. Ordered one off eBay. Let me tell you the cool part about the one I ordered. The one I ordered included the Christmas card that came with it.
That's cool.
So I got the set and I got the actual card that was given to the employees with it. Mine's unopened.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah, it comes with, I think, five minifigs. And it's a light up kit as well. So the fireplace lights up. There's a bunch of cool little like mini sets, mini friend sets, but there's also the boxes when you open up the inside, see all the boxes on the wall? Those are I'm assuming stickers.
Yeah, they look like they're stickers on a purple plate.
Yeah. I want them to be printed, but I know they're not. But and those are all the minifigs it comes with. I've been watching this set, but I finally gave in because they had it with the card. Which is just a little holiday card. Looks like a little like a regular Christmas card.
This guy's selling
It's
for
dated.
150. Did you?
I paid $89.95 for mine plus shipping, and shipping was like $13.
Is that the card down there on the
Oh, and
bottom?
it, yeah, that's it. 90 years of play is what it says at the bottom. 2002. It's also dated. And then inside there, it's got a nice little. You guys are the reason for the season card. And it's got the obviously photocopy signature of like president and CEO in there.
It's a good price. This one's crushing. They're selling for 89.
Mine was in great shape. And also shout out to the guy that sent it to me. He put the card in a nice little envelope, a stiff envelope, so that it didn't get bent up or anything. So if you look at employee sets, price is pretty low on this one compared to most.
Yeah, see, I like how they're doing. Some people will show the stickers.
Yeah. It's really cool. I scooped that up. I did buy. I took a chance on Goodwill Auctions. They had just 6 pounds of bulk friend set, bulk friends brick. And I was banking on there being some minifigures in there. There were some also just regular minifigures that weren't friends in there. And then I bought a minifigure lot that was a mixture of regular and friends. I got both of those in.
Then you did get.
The book we pre-ordered.
Yes.
Forever ago. Now let me tell you the problem with this. I pre-ordered through Amazon. Is that who you pre-ordered through?
Yes, I got mine the next day, late that night.
But I'd already seen a ton of videos of people going in Barnes and Noble and just buying it. So we get ours like late, even though we pre-ordered, which I think is weird. Doesn't matter. We got it. It's the one that comes with like Joker Batman. And then I went to Sam's Club and they had a Minecraft book that came with a minifig, and I got it as well.
Oh, man.
Because it was one I haven't seen.
I was out that way. If I would have stopped by and got.
You have a Sam's Club? Oh yeah, they had a bunch of them. Me see if it it's one with a sword. The second one there, 12.99. Let me see if you can get a picture of this warlock. Oh yeah, second picture. Yeah, that one. I've never seen that minifig before.
I mean, either.
He's got like an apron on.
And like goggles on his.
Goggles. And it comes with a little the it's not the crafting bench, it's like the crafter or whatever that's called.
It's supposed to be the armor.
Or the armor. Yeah, maybe that's what it, oh yeah, Armor of Smith's Adventure. Yeah, so I got that book too. I think it was $9.99 at Sam's Club.
It's a good price. I mean, it's
Yeah.
sizing for $9.99.
So I did scoop that up as well. So decent week for buying stuff. I shouldn't have bought the friend set, but I've just been wanting it for a long time.
Are you going to
I
open it?
elected. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I elected to not get the I didn't give in to the gift with purchase and get the restaurants from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it made more sense to me to spend the money on something I really wanted. I've been wanting that set for like months.
Are you just going to try to find the restaurants of the world and buy it?
I don't know. I'd love to have it, but I am kind of anti them forcing me to spend $180.
Because you have the other ones, right?
I do. I have both of the other ones, but it's just gotten out of hand. I also had something that I just immediately wanted to buy when I bought the others, and that made it easier.
Mm-hmm.
When I put the things in my cart that I really, really wanted, it doesn't add up to the 180. So it felt forced. So, yeah, so I have the sushi restaurant and I have the taco stand, and I did not get the grease one. It's okay. I thought I would be bummed out about it. I wasn't. Initially, when it went away, like when I waited and it went away, I was bummed out.
Yeah.
But then, like, after the fact, I'm fine with it. It's different when there's stuff I want to buy, but being forced to buy stuff that I'm really, like, on the fence about just to get something that I could live without, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt much better about spending my $89 on the one that I got, knowing that they're not going to make any more of it, knowing that it was limited, knowing that if this friend stuff ever pops off, I'm going to retire.
Right.
It probably won't, but I have so many minifigs. Let me tell you how bad it is. I know who they are.
Oh, when you say you see, you know the names now.
Like, I know whose hair that is. When I look at like a loose friend's hair, I know whose hair that is.
Mm-hmm.
I can pull them out of the box from Goodwill and I know if they're correct or not most of the time without scanning them. Now, I don't know if the clothes are right because they repurpose a lot of the clothes, but I know like the hairs that go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those though, like you just pulled up a chunk of them. There's still a lot of those I've never seen, don't have.
There's a chef in the middle, second row.
Yeah, I have her. The girl next to her, I have her hair, but don't have her.
The purple hair?
Mm-hmm. In the beanie, yeah. I have her hair, but I don't have her. I have a lot of those, though. That little blister pack of three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they'll ever be popular. Like, the more that I put them together, the more I'm like, I just don't know. I think the sets are awesome because the colors are awesome.
Yeah.
I think the animals they come with have a much better chance of being worth more than they do.
Now, did you get this one?
No, I want that one, but I can't find it listed that's reasonable. Is that an eBay listing? No, it's Reddit. I've searched before. I'm willing to get pretty stupid for that, but I'm not going to go like wild, wild.
Yeah.
They only made 150 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you search, I think I've searched before and I can't find anything. Or there's one and it's like $1 million.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I would get pretty competitive on that thing. So type in 10th anniversary, see what comes up.
I don't see any purchases for eBay listings.
Yeah, I don't see anything active on eBay when I typed it in. That seems like a thing that would have to be on there.
Yeah. So that was your only purchase?
Yeah, just, well, the stuff off of Goodwill and then that eBay purchase and then the book. That was it.
And then playing, you said you earlier before the show, you said you didn't really play much this week.
Two nights, I think, is all I played. Just a lot going on at work. Really busy. Really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt like I'd take this week and kind of recoup. I've been sleeping pretty good the last couple of days.
That's good.
Yeah.
With me, I got that book with the Joker to Lego minifigure. And then
yep.
I got word that my Astrobot controller from Big Bad Toys is on its way.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Now, will you open that?
No.
You leave it in the box?
Yeah. For a little while. And then when I decide to, when I get my house to display everything, then I'll decide whether or not I'm going to open or not.
Yeah, there's none of these on eBay. I'm in the bowels of eBay where I've scrolled down and all the way to custom minifigs.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
So I'm excited to have that come in.
So
hopefully
you think you'll eventually open it though.
Do what?
You think you'll eventually open it though?
I would like to be able to display it like that.
Yeah.
With him on it, riding it.
It seems like a waste if you don't open it. Like you can't enjoy it the same.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, I love that thing. If it wasn't so expensive, I would have given it a lot more thought. So expensive, though.
Yeah. I said, I'll get it, hold off. And then when I get my house, when I'm doing my display room, I'll look to see how much reselling is. If it's like double than this, then I probably won't open it.
Will you sell it?
No, I'll hold on to it. Because I might put it like the box with it in the box in the middle and then all the other figures, the minis around it. Because I got the other set as well with all the little mini guys.
If you don't plan on reselling it no matter what, though, why does it matter what the price does?
It's just a mental thing. And I got these, I pre ordered these two as well.
Because you could go ahead and open it, enjoy it, love it.
Mm-hmm. Could.
But you're not going to sell it anyways. You got to live a little. You could start cutting those packages open. It'll feel good.
I know. They will.
It's refreshing opening something. If you buy it with the purpose of enjoying it and putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things I don't buy with that purpose. But like if I plan on enjoying it, like that's the point. I like it. Like that friend said, I didn't buy it to be precious with it.
Right.
Like I bought it to enjoy it.
Okay, we'll see when I get it in hand. Unless when I set the room up, if it makes sense to open it, then I'll open it. Like some of the other figures, the pod figures I have sealed in, but I may open it, may not.
Now, right. Before we move on,
mm-hmm.
Let me hit this and chat with you. Should I buy this? Is this? I feel like it's a decent price for this. So this is it's one of the displays from like a Target, for those that can't see, which is everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But it's free shipping. So the price looks good. It lights up when you press the button for nighttime viewing.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is it's a friend set, but it's labeled as part of space because it's a stargazing friend set. So it's got the Lego space branding on it.
Right. I was wondering if they just accidentally put that on there or that case was for a space set and they put the Friends one in there.
No, because I saw another one that has it too. It must just be because it was the stargazing camp. Now, as far as displays go, it's pretty lame.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's not much in it, two minifigs, one small set.
Yeah, it's probably $29.
I'm guessing it's little. There's nothing in it. They didn't put like a banana in it for scale or anything.
Yeah, I mean you can see his hand where his thumb is.
Which pick are you on?
The fourth one
Oh yeah.
Fifth one down. You can see him holding it. Or she, who could be he or she.
So that's it. See, I still don't know the scale. You have to give me an item that I know universally know the scale of, because you could have big hands. You could have Burger King hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any of these store displays?
None.
See how they all say space on them?
Yeah.
I know how big that set roughly is, though, so it can't be too big. Now, it does look like that background's cheated out some to give a little dimension.
I mean, it's not wide. It looks like it might be maybe a foot by foot, one,
Yeah,
12 inches by
which is
12
nice.
inches.
That's like if I could sit that on a bookcase, that's nice. So I'm thinking about that. There's a lot of them, but I think it'd be cool to have one of those.
Yeah, so the set was $24, $25 at Walmart. Just the
Well,
set
that's markdown
itself.
price.
Or the markdown, $30.
Yeah, you have to go to Lego to see what the actual price was, but yeah, probably $29.99. It's just a car and a little tent. Not much going on. Nothing fancy, but it'd be cool to have a display. Continue to build my friend's empire.
Yeah, see, look, even here has the
It's branded
space thing on
space.
top of it, yeah.
I kind of think that's neat. I kind of think the cross branding is neat. There's an astronaut set too for friends that's branded for space that I kind of want the minifigs from. They're in their spacesuits.
I thought about getting some of the displays cases, but it just they're just too big.
They are. They are too big. That one feels a little more manageable to me, though, because it feels little.
Right, so back to me. So I played strictly Minecraft, but I did a lot of exploring around my little cave areas. Finally, I got a lot of just iron, copper, coal. Then I put then one day I rage quit. So I was inside my little chest area. My wife asked me to help her with something. So I go to the kitchen, grab a bowl out, come and I come back and I noticed that one of the I had two little puppy dogs now. I have a tan one and a dark one, or a brown one and a black one. I noticed when a puppy dog was like loose, it was running like up above by the
Wasn't sitting
door.
anymore.
Yeah, he wasn't sitting, he was up. And I'm like, wait a minute, why am I over here? Because I was like over by the bed and I was all the way by the front door. And I'm like, what the hell happened? I turned around, big hole in the middle, my chest on the right side, all blown up. And over on the left side, I can tell some damage. A creeper got in there and blew up. Basically, just took. And I saw all my stuff laying all over the ground. I grab it, what I can. I try trying to throw stuff in the chest. I get back to it, and the stuff just disappears.
Oh my gosh.
So I lost a whole bunch of like enchanting books, records, the dried, the gas tears, lost that.
Now, this is the thing with realms, though. That stuff happens without explanation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's happened to me more than anybody, but I'm constantly. So I log on the other day. Not nearly as bad as what you just went through. But my pink sheep, which is sealed in a fence, no way out, fence, gate on each side of that, is in the village. Which means it went through a gate, another gate, a door, which it won't go through, and then another gate to be in the village. It's like, I guess one of you guys could be pranking, but it's like a lot of effort for a little effect.
Yeah.
And he hadn't been on, so that means you'd have to drive over and do it, which I guess could happen, but it's like, just don't see it. And I find those sheep everywhere all the time. I find things missing all the time. I've had stuff where it's blown up like that all the time. It's just things are always messed up,
Yeah.
and it's weird.
So the way it broke the chest, it did like one bottom one. The second the chest is connected to it, blew up. And it did three up and then one over. And it just blew one of them up. So I still had stuff in there. So I basically lost everything that was in my top two or three rows of each of those. Four double chests.
Now, were you on and it wasn't blown up, and then you went back and it was?
Yeah.
So you were on to know that nobody went over there.
Like I
And
said, I
that's.
stopped like right there. And my wife said, hey, can you do something? Like, hey, let me go to the spot. So I feel safe. So I go into my little chest area, sit right by the bed, run over to the kitchen.
So you blew it up.
A creeper blew it up.
Yeah, but your presence.
Yeah.
You were the person that made him blow up. So the question is, how did he get into a lit up area?
Right. That's sealed off.
Blocked off. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just a couple weeks ago, I thought when Howard was talking about doing stuff and like, I'm going to do dynamite. There looked like an area like a creeper blew up or dynamite blew up. It was bigger than a creeper hole. But it was out in the village area in the sand. And I'm like, how the heck did a creeper get all the way over here? I was like, did someone blow a dynamite thing over here? I just assumed it was a creeper because I know he wouldn't come over to blow dynamite up, but
I don't think, you know, we have done playful stuff. I don't think anybody would do anything like malicious like that. Even though we joke about it all the time, I just can't see him doing that. But I will say that there's something about Realms or maybe just our server, because I can't speak to all of them, that is goofy.
Yeah.
Because I have weird stuff happen all the time. When I logged on the other day, you could tell a creeper had blown up. It's an area where one could but wouldn't, and I had to fill it in.
That then we're constantly getting Endermen taking blocks out of nowhere. Endermen are not supposed to take blocks out of buildings and that, but I have them taken right out of a building.
Yeah. They always have dirt at my house, but they demolish it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll terrace the hillside, and I'll log back on, and there'll be 20 blocks out of it. Like, I'll have to go get dirt. There's so many blocks out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. But, yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you're like, this is set up to where this can't happen.
Yeah. So, I built another house. I got three baby sheep. So, I have a white one, a blue one. I'm sorry, a white one and a red one, which I made. Then I saw a pink sheep, which is supposed to be a rare sheep. I saw a pink sheep, grabbed it, pulled it over, made another pink sheep. So I have a white, red, and pink baby sheep. I have all three pigs. I went over to your area to grab the other pigs that don't spawn in my area, the ones that actually look like they have shoes on.
The 5 o'clock shadow ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
So I bred one of those to get a baby pig, grabbed that. Then I grabbed one of your horned cows, bred those to get a baby one of those. So I got those two over there. I'm working on getting a hairy cow. I have one hairy cow now. I was going to grab another one. And then I thought you had two of the mushroom cows, but you only had one.
Yep.
And I was going to try to get one of those. But then the cows are bigger than I was hoping. The baby cows are just a little bit bigger than I was hoping they'd be.
You can't breed the mushroom cows, I believe. Also, you may be able to, but for some reason, I think you can't. But I went over in a boat. I know where to get more. I just need to get another one to bring over for the zoo.
Yeah.
My question, did you bring the dandelions with you?
Yes.
And so you bred them and then fed them.
Fed them, and then I threw them in one in each cart and then pushed the carts in front of me.
How big of a pain in the ass was it to get them out?
Oh, pretty easy. I leashed them and they just followed me.
Walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that no one on here has seen my area. It's not easy to get things in and out of my farm area. It is the zoo. Did you do it at the zoo or my house?
The house for the cows. Oh
yeah. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass. Yeah.
So what I did is I took a whole bunch of leashes. I leashed all your animals up so I can breed them. So I leashed the one I wanted, pulled them out, dropped them off, went back, unleashed all of them because I didn't want none escaping.
Yeah, because they're a pain in the ass. I've had to move them in and back and forth to the zoo, and it's always a disaster until I get finished, and then I have to go put everything back where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
The ones at the house are backup animals for the zoo.
So the cow was easy to get into the cart, the mine cart, to push them away. The pig, I couldn't unleash the pig inside the cart like I could do the cow. So I had to take the cart out, unleash the pig, try to push the pig to the cart, and I kept on having to do that over and over and over again. Then I had to block him in to force him in there, and then push it, and they just were right in front of me all the way back to the house.
So they slow down, you bump into them, and they keep going?
They keep on going.
Also, they don't slow down.
Yeah, they slow down. They were, like, in front of me a good distance, but you can see them just moving.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad, then. Mm-hmm. So you have the woolly pig, the regular pig, and now you have the 5 o'clock shadow pig.
Yeah.
All baby form.
All baby formed.
Yeah.
I have 3 sheep, 3 pig, and I have 1 cow, which I'm going to move the cows into, like, a separate area and have the 3 or 4 different types of cows because there's multiple types of cows.
Are you going to do, you have the America sheep, you said, right? You got red, white, and blue?
Red, white, and pink. I was going to do red, white, and blue, but I saw that pink one. I was like, I'm going to do pink.
Are you going to do all the colors, baby?
Nah, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Just having a couple. And then they eat all the grass. So I planted grass. I go back there. All the grass is gone. I go back in there, replant grass again. They eat all the grass. So I have to have moss carpet on there now just to keep it green.
They'll eat a lot, especially if you have them in a small pen.
Yeah, they eat too much.
Yeah, so you just are starving them out. I got you.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to grow, so they'll be all right.
They don't need to eat. I got you.
Mm-hmm. I want to do a chicken. I want to do baby chickens, but I got to walk because I have foxes like crazy over there. So I have to put them probably in like a chicken coop house or something.
Or put them in glass.
Yeah.
Where you can still see them. I do want to do some babies at the zoo. The only baby I have right now is a rabbit, mm-hmm. a dandelion, a baby rabbit. I do want to do some babies. I don't know that I want to do a baby for everything. But, like, I'd like to have a baby panda in there.
Yeah.
You know, some of that stuff. The only babies I have are that bunny. And then, of course, I have a cat named Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Reggie's I saw you finally weird. Moved him.
Yeah, I brought him to the new house.
Yeah.
So he's no longer in the old house. Reggie is that weird cat that when you breed him, he comes out fire engine red.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he grows up, he's a normal adult. I think it's a Siamese maybe that does it. But for whatever reason, as a kitten, he's bright red. So I dandelion him up and he just stays now. He's a house cat. He's right in the front door when you're on the new house.
Yeah. Oh, so I ran over there to drop off your armor. So I put an armor stand. I got one of those chain mail ones we get from the copper trials. I got a full helmet for you and a thing that's in your house or in your sorting area. Your chest. When I went upstairs to like look around to see what you did to the house, you had a note block with a disc. It was like hanging out and it was flashing, so I was going to jump away. So I grabbed it and put it back into the jukebox and ran away.
I guess maybe I don't need to keep it in there. The chest in my bedroom is where those are at.
Okay.
I wonder why it popped out though.
Because when it's done playing the song, it pops out. Some discs are like 2.5 minutes. Yeah. Because I was downstairs.
I popped it in and then logged off. So, well, it doesn't pop out when it's done normally. You have to click on it, then it ejects. No,
when I ran out, I didn't even click on it. I just ran out and all of a sudden it showed up in my inventory.
Yeah, it doesn't do it on its own though, because I keep it in there all the time. It's just a Realms thing. The Realms are weird.
Because on mine, every time I wanted to put one in, so when you get close, you can hear the music and all of a sudden it stops playing and it just pops right out.
Mine doesn't pop out, but it does stop playing. You have to click on it, which ejects it, then put it back in to play.
Okay, so mine just pops right out.
But I need to just keep it in the chest because that's the one I got from the copper trial, the one that sounds like a music box. I like that one.
So I got 3 from having skeletons blow up creepers, 3 just random ones, and I lost them all with the
that sucks.
The gas blew up. Because I was having. I was having fun, like really exploring, going around, like grabbing stuff, and I figured out how to get skeletons to destroy creepers.
I don't think I have any duplicates, but if I do, I'll bring them to you. But I don't think I do for the music disc.
But then I've been trying to upgrade all the armor, the leather, chainmail. Like just when they drop the rare ones, like the enchanted ones, I've been trying to combine them, like trying to make some OP armor. And weapons and that for all of us.
Yeah, I.
Now, remember Howard saying, or Marshall 205, and saying I can have the enchanted, but I need to ask him again. Because I was going to try to enchant, get all the enchanted stuff, because he says he's not going to use any of the anything but the diamond, and then a set of gold when he goes to the nether.
I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I like to have it. I want to put some armor stands up here and there with some stuff on display, but I'm probably going to wear, I have diamond stuff with mending on it.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I've realized here recently is I have that sword that he made me, which I love, but I actually do need a diamond sword because my sword doesn't kill a lot of things in one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I've noticed his does, which when you're surrounded by stuff, you kind of need that.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm thinking I need to try to work through diamond swords and see if I can get one that has a lot of the same stuff, or just start stacking up books and wait and make a diamond one.
Yeah,
I love the fire. I feel like I have to have fire on there.
See, I don't have fire. I have knockback, which is really good for creepers.
Knockback is great. I have that too.
But it sucks for skeletons because you hit the skeleton, it knocks it back, and then it can shoot you, and you have to run up to it.
Yeah.
I put mending on my shield, so now my shield's always, like, I don't have to ever worry about doing that. So when I go, when I was caving, exploring, anytime a skeleton come around, I could just drop down and it hit my shield, and it reflects back and hits them.
That's what the shield went out of the way when you weren't using it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the way for me.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the news.
Yeah. There's a few things. We'll quick fire these. So apparently there's a big, huge Sony protest going on right now, Sony PlayStation. There's a blackout period. It's going to be starting today at 7 p.m. It's going to go on for like 100 and some hours. They're basically telling everybody to not turn their PlayStation on, don't log in, don't play a game, don't buy anything from the PlayStation store, to go against the no disc.
Are you going to be a part of this?
No, because I'm going to want to log in and play.
Yeah.
So it's basically from Sunday night at 7 p.m. Through Sunday, August 3rd. So one full week.
They'd have been better off to do it last week. It would have felt like I was a part of things. I plan on playing this week. I plan on playing today.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Well, tonight. So I'm probably not standing in Unity. Probably going to play.
Yep. Dave Bautista has been officially cast as Kratos to replace Ryan Hurst in the God of War TV show. It's a mixed review. There's a lot of people that say he's okay. There's a lot of people say he's too old. Some people say he's not muscled up anymore. He's lost weight.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't know that show is going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I side with a lot of people in that it probably should have been an animated show. I don't know how that'll be as a live action. I will tell you that there's more than just the injury that led to recasting.
Yeah.
Because if Ryan Hurst was perfect for that role, they would have made it work.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good opportunity for them to go in a different direction if what they have wasn't working.
Because even he was getting, like, a lot of people didn't want him as Kratos.
Yeah.
He's not big enough.
Yeah, because everybody wants, you know, dudes off the internet that cosplay Kratos. And they have to sell tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Batista will sell tickets.
Yeah.
But not just with the actor, but like with the show, they have the opportunity to go a different direction in the show. If they know things weren't working, they have to reshoot everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really good opportunity for them to go in a different direction if things weren't as good as they wanted them to be.
And then they were talking about how his age, where Batista's older, that they're only going to get a couple seasons out of him because they're going to film this season. They'll take a year or two off, film the next season in a year, then production. So it'll be 8 years and they've only had 3 seasons in and he'll be 60 some years old.
Yeah. But makeup and post go a long way.
Yeah.
Also I'll be shocked if they get 3 seasons out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be like most video game things that come out nowadays. It'll be very good.
Yeah.
They'll do a second season, which won't be as good. And then we'll be lucky to get that third season, which people won't like.
Yeah.
It's the way everything goes, because once you know it and you have expectations, you get let down. That first season kicks ass because you don't have those.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. So Sony, during their big overhaul where they got rid of all the shuffleware, they removed Turok Games, Stonks 9-9800, a legit dev that was making some games. There's a Stonks 9-9800 Stock Market Simulator, which had great reviews. They actually terminated him, and then now they brought him back. So they restored his development.
Now, in fairness, I'm sure they're using an algorithm, some form of AI to flag these games.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I would assume that could happen where people will get flagged and that shouldn't be removed. It sounds like this went exactly how you would want it to go.
Yeah.
That it got flagged and then it was fixed.
Yep.
I mean, obviously sucks for the creator. You don't want any downtime, but you know what? This news story probably is a lot more promotion than you would have got originally.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a positive thing.
All right. So PlayAsia is doing a big thing where they're going to make physical copies of 14 different PlayStation 4 titles. They're bringing back to print for physical release. There's different volumes. You get free shipping on orders over $100, and that each game will be about $40 a piece.
The Physical Revival.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
So they're doing like River City Girls here, and it says Romancing Saga 2 by two of the games they have on here. There's some other games in this. I don't recognize any of the covers.
It's good. You're going to see an influx of people making physical discs.
Here we go. Yes, River City Melee, Caldaris Plays, River City Girls, Saga Frontier Remastered, Battle Garga Rev 2016, Willow Girls Fantasia, Kuno, Kinu, Kun, the World Classic Collection, Omega Labyrinth 7th, Razy Arcade Chronology, River City Melee Match, Romance Saga 2, Romance Saga 3.
Bunch of weeb slop.
Yeah.
Nothing there I'm going to play. But right. I love that this is a great move by PlayAsia. It's a great move for video games. And you're going to see tons of this. Like, you're going to see it ramp up as it goes away.
So Sony's been scaling back the Horizon Live service. There's a bunch of games that just they're not doing well with their live PlayStation not doing well with their live service. One of the games was that Horizon Hunters Gathering. They're going to be pushing back on that a little bit.
That game didn't come out, right?
No. It didn't look good. It looked very Fortnite-ish, but in Horizon World.
It did look very Fortnite-ish, which is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of Horizon, man. There's so much Horizon going on. And this was not going to be the game that was going to fix their live service thing, but I'm a little... Sony has to try something. I mean, live service isn't going to go away. I guess the thing I'm having trouble with is like, you need to do something and stick with it, support it, see what happens, because you keep canceling stuff and scaling back before it even comes out. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know they have tons of internal blah, 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 but it's like, just put something out.
Yeah. They want to buy like studios like Destiny 2 and then put it out there and make it succeed and then do all their changes to it. And then it starts falling. And you're like, well, we try to change it to make it better instead of just doing what works.
Their situation with Bungie is really messy.
Yeah. Next one. Sony's official desktop speakers are being released in November, and they're going to be $220. The Pulse Elevate speakers.
The PlayStation official. You said Sony.
Oh yeah. Sony PlayStation official.
So they're PlayStation branded desk speakers that come in white and black. And I believe they're completely wireless.
Mm-hmm. So they'll work with compatible PC, Mac, mobile devices, the PS Portal, along with the PS5.
Man, what kind of piece of shit would you be if you, hold on, hold on. I see a world where you walk into the living room, you take a speaker, you put it on the right, you put it on the left, you sit down, you get the portal out, and you just in full, just full bang outside noise just on the portal while somebody's trying to watch TV. What is happening where somebody's going to use it that way?
Mm-hmm. It says here the speakers use Sony's own PlayStation Link wireless tech, which also powers the console maker's official headphones.
Yeah, that's. I thought they were wireless.
Huh. All right. Next one. Yeah, they are. Wait, 220 is really expensive, but they're probably good speakers. I mean, Sony does make good stuff.
Shit, they should be. 220.
All right, so apparently there's a listing for a new DualSense Edge coming in early 2027. It's a revised controller. They fixed some things on it.
They won't get me again with that. I won't make that mistake again. I never use mine.
I was going to say, do you even use yours after?
It's linked to my Steam Deck.
Hmm.
That's the controller I use on my Steam Deck, but I don't, the weight is off, the trigger's in the back. My fingers just want to rest on them. And then I want to think about them being back there and it's distracting and not for me. I'm too set in my ways.
All right, Xbox. Xbox is pulled out of sharing data, sales data with Circana. Nintendo has also have done that in the past. And there's a couple other companies that also have stopped sharing their data.
So Circana, for those not familiar, used to be the NPD group.
Mm-hmm.
All I will say is they're able to be pretty accurate with Nintendo listings, even without reporting data.
Yeah.
And I assume they will be able to be with Xbox as well. Nintendo's is more of a private matter, the way they like to handle things. They don't like it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox is trying not to show their failure.
Yeah.
Like it's much better for Xbox to say a game is doing well and to not have a company say, no, it's not. Or at least for you to have some ability to deny the fact that those numbers aren't reported by you.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not great for Circana, but I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, because right now they still do Sony, Sega, Konami, and Capcom, and a few others.
They still do Nintendo. It's just not reported. They do it without digital sales.
Yeah.
Which is what they'll do for Xbox. They'll do physical sales without digital sales. But they are able to make projections.
Yeah, so it says Xbox and EA pulled out.
EA is going to pull out of a lot. I would imagine you're going to see IP for sale. Mm-hmm. You're going to see games go away. You're going to see companies get cut down. I would imagine that the new EA, I assume, will be very sports-driven and very big title-driven and not much else.
Yeah. It says here also Take-Two did not report, but now they're reporting back to them.
If I was Take-Two, I'd report to everybody. I want everybody to see how many I sell. I want you to see people aren't ready for what this Grand Theft Auto release will look like numbers wise. It's going to demolish everything that came before it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame all these people who are like, oh, these developers are scared. Yeah, you should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should get as far away from it as possible. Because no one's going to buy your game.
Yeah, then there's only one game right now being released. It's an indie game being released on that day.
And to be funny, it's probably one of those things like, let's see how many sales we can get versus GTA. And you'll have some people buy just like to say, I bought this today. This is the new game that came out.
Mm-hmm.
But
besides GTA, yeah, we're the top selling game this week.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be number two on new releases. But it's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty. That game is going to be everywhere.
All right. So Xbox has still rolling out some new features every week. They have five new features this week. One, you can customize recent games on the apps and apps on the Xbox dashboard. They have where you can view, sort, and delete local game saves. You can get more detailed info about your Xbox profile badges. There's a new profile badge you can get for getting the Xbox One at launch in 2013. So if you purchase it logged in, it'll show you purchase it on that day. And then purchase games will automatically be removed from your Xbox wishlist. You no longer have to go in and take it off. There's two day one releases coming to Xbox Game Pass, Blood Dragon, and then Renaissance, A Plague Tale Legacy. Then next one is, it says here, Xbox only makes up about 5% of physical sales in 2026. So of all the companies out there, Xbox only does 5% of the physical sales.
I would say that's a number dominated by Nintendo, followed by Sony.
Yeah. It's it. Here, 63% was Nintendo and 32% was Sony.
Yeah, that's about what I would expect. You know, all I can say is if you're a physical media guy, stick with Nintendo. I don't see it ever going away there.
Yeah.
You know, they like keeping their systems relatively affordable, keeping them smaller. You're always going to need, they're going to have a need for storage on a disc or a cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. So, like, it doesn't matter that technology pushes forward and can no longer fit on a Blu-ray. Like, they're not going to have that problem.
Yeah. All right. So, they announced this Xbox Series X25. It's a solid green, or a clear green.
It's that see Halo through it. Green.
Yeah, the Halo beautiful. Green. It is going to be $899.99, basically $900. It's releasing on November 27th. So, the week after.
It's actually beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's the way it should have been. It's so perfect.
The controller.
But damn.
Yeah, the controller is also coming out, and the controller is going to be $80. So no extra price on the controller.
$900 is crazy for a system that is like on its way out.
Mm-hmm. In the following next year, right?
This is a collector's piece. People will buy this, keep it sealed. They'll sell it down the road.
Yeah.
I don't know that people are buying this to throw it on the shelf and use it. It's great looking. I'd love to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Not $900, but less than that. But I think it's beautiful.
So there's a game called RuneScape that's really popular on PC. It's kind of like a World of Warcraft type game. It is coming to Xbox. It is going to be a day one launch on Xbox Game Pass on September 15th. One of the guys I work with plays this on PC. He's excited to see it on Xbox. He's like, I can get more players to play.
Is this a spinoff, though?
Yeah. It's Dragon Wilds. It's kind of like there was another game that was on, that was a PC game that they brought, like a spinoff.
Yeah, I wonder how it relates, I wonder how true to RuneScape it is. I didn't think RuneScape looked like that. But I've never played RuneScape.
Yeah, me neither. All right, next one. You can get a Gears of War E-Day 1-of-1 prototype Lancer. It looks pretty cool. You'll be able to pre-order it up until August 28th. It's life-size in the video. It's $300. There it is right there. If you're a Gears of War guy, to have that on your shelf, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
Those are guitars that we showed before. All right, next one. Xbox and IKEA have teamed up, and they did this little video. They show like this little green X like cushion, like a button cushion. And then they show like this with a controller, like the joystick. But then in the video, it looks like it's going to be like a chair that you sit on, like a stool.
Like a stool. Yeah. Kind of fun.
So there'll be more items coming.
Would you want to sit on a Xbox nubby?
Nah.
Cuddle up with an Xbox pillow?
Nah.
Sounds like no fun.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo. According to the support team for NBA 2K27 will be a 60 FPS on the Nintendo Switch 2.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Modern Warfare 4, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 will, on the Switch 2, will support a mouse mode with the Joy-Cons. Nate the Hate, a guy who's a known leaker, said there's a new Ori game in the works, and he doesn't know if it's going to be announced anytime soon at the next big event.
I would say that Ori is, as far as development costs goes, lower than most and does have a fan base. Those games are excellent. I would say that unless something catastrophic happens, they will continue to come out.
Yep. All right. And then where's his name at? So a PR manager, Ashley Day, appeared on a podcast and she was talking about Nintendo. And she was saying that the former Nintendo president who passed away, Satoru Iwata, he wanted all the employees to play Animal Crossing's New Leaf before the game's release to fully understand its unique appeal. So there was a bunch of, there's a nice little article saying that they glad that he did play it because they understood it and it made the game a whole lot better.
Yeah, I think that story probably doesn't sound strange to people, but like there's not necessarily a internal push for employees to play the games that their company makes normally.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'll tell you that's unique about Animal Crossing is you do have to play it, like, to get it.
Yeah.
You're not ever going to just like look at Animal Crossing, watch a video of it, and really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like the appeal and how you get sucked in. You know, it's kind of the Minecraft thing where it's like you kind of have to play it. I get it. You can look at it, say it looks like crap, doesn't look fun, not playing a kid's game. Like, all that's fine. It applies to most of those kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the way they suck you in. Like, I would tell you Dredge is that way. You're not going to watch me play Dredge and be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But you get hung up in that loop of a cozy game.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, it's magical. And it is. Animal Crossing has always been great. It was great on the GameCube. It's been great all the way through. I will always have a very strong love for Animal Crossing. And they're pissing me off by not putting out a Switch 2 Animal Crossing edition.
Right. So Nintendo is still fighting piracy. Against emulators, were able to wipe out 400 plus Switch emulators in one day.
Fight the good fight, Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Right. SimCity had the Super Nintendo version. The music has been added to the music library. I used to love some SimCity way back in the day.
Gosh, me too. Like, loved.
Then Nintendo is a file for a new trademark for Dr. Mario World.
A game that I absolutely suck at.
So we may be getting a Dr. Mario World in the future.
Dr. Mario is such a great concept, idea, and execution.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dr. Mario in theory. So bad at it, though.
Yeah. All right, some random news. Apple has cut. They cut 200 jobs across the Vision Pro and Siri software teams.
Siri. Don't call her Siri.
Siri.
Now, here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean any disrespect to the 200 people that lost their jobs. I would imagine in a company the size of Apple, it would be very easy to find redundancy in positions.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the Siri team, I don't know, but I can imagine the Apple Vision team is not regarded highly among the company as far as revenue goes.
Yeah.
So I could see the cuts there. I still hope to one day pick up a Vision Pro on the cheap.
So it says here that Apple shelved the successor to the Vision Pro instead to work on the Meta-like AI glasses. Apple's VP in charge of the Vision Pro left recently for OpenAI. and Apple has reportedly pulled teams away from the Vision Pro to work on the rumored AR glasses. Apple is also shifting away from the Siri of old to a new LLM-based Siri AI, which is going to be on iOS 27.
So the Amazon had the Echo Frames really early on in kind of the smart glass craze. I got those.
Yep.
They're a little thick, a little chunky for my likings. They work pretty well, pretty neat. They've gotten better. They've come a long way. But I had to get my eyes checked last week, and they had all the Meta Frames, the Ray-Ban Meta Frames there.
Yeah.
Pretty good. They're not bad.
Yeah, there's one of the cops has one, and he uses it, and he can tilt the record. He can do all kinds of different stuff.
They're not bad. My only, I've done zero research, is like, how tied to like Meta are they, though? Can like I have my videos without Facebook?
Yeah.
You know, that's what the stuff I was wondering. But, you know, they're not bad looking. If you're a person like me with bad eyes, it has to have a thicker frame anyways. They're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not crazy. I put a pair on. I thought they looked fine. I just don't know if I want cameras strapped to my head all the time.
Right.
Because the glasses I have to get all the time are always my daily drivers. So, it's like, if I'm going to be wearing them everywhere I go... The cameras weird people out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you recording me?
Yeah. Once you know.
All right. Next one. So they released the top sales, software sales and games for July. Call of Duty of Black Ops 2 was number one. EA Sports College Football 27 was number two. Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced was number three. EA Sports MVP Bundles 4 and Call of Duty Black Ops was number five. So Halo Campaign Evolved was six. Splatoon Raiders 7. Echoes of Encrade. Sword Art Online was nine. Tamagotchi Life Living the Dream was nine. I'm sorry. Echoes in it was eight. And then 007 First Light was 10.
It's interesting to see Tomodachi Life at nine, knowing that there's no digital sales reported there. That's likely higher.
Mm-hmm.
Splatoon Raiders at seven, again, likely higher. All of your EA stuff, likely higher.
But it's crazy that three of the top five are remasters or re-releases.
I guess in fairness, if you look at, there's almost no data reported for any of them on digital sales. So maybe it wouldn't move up because everything would move up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a interesting time.
Now, year to date, Resident Evil Requiem is number one and 007 is number two.
Crimson Desert, number three. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Tomodachi Life, seven. Pokemon Pokopia. I always want to say it wrong.
Yep.
Pokopia. That's Popia. How you say it. Pokemon Pokopia. Number nine. Strange to me that it's below Tomodachi Life. Also below Lego Batman.
Yeah. So you mentioned a little bit earlier, GTA apparently had a leaker who it sounds like they have, according to a full game, because they've been releasing, they've been showing videos of all kinds of stuff throughout the game of them playing. They are working with Microsoft and Discord to try to find out who the leaker is and get them.
I hate these kind of leaks. I have stayed away from it. I've seen a few things about that have been shown, but I've not, well, I've heard, read a few things, listened to a few things. I've not seen any of the video. I don't plan on watching it.
Same. You mentioned earlier that GTA 6 is going to have a Netflix extended look. Coming out, if you want to watch it, it'll be Thursday, August 27th. It'll be on Netflix and you can watch it. It'll be on YouTube and the GTA 6 website.
6 hours later. So everybody being a big bitch about this, it's like, I'm not getting Netflix to watch a trailer. You don't have to. Just wait 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30 seconds after it comes out, it'll be on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can watch full movies in the theater on Twitter. Like, I have no hope that this survives any amount of time without being on Twitter, and they can't take them down fast enough. But it's like, I can't tell you how many people I keep hearing bitch about this.
Mm-hmm.
this was a chance for GTA to recoup a little bit of money, to maybe reach a viewership that's not going to see all their commercials during the football games and everywhere else where they advertise. It's fine. It's not hurting anybody.
Netflix said, hey, we'll give you X amount of money to do this.
I'm sure it was a bidding war. I'm sure they said, we have a trailer, who wants it the most? And I'm sure they paid the most. And 6 hours is nothing. Again, it'll be available on Twitter the second it pops up. People will complain about anything.
All right. So apparently Resident Evil Veronica and Resident Evil Zero has a voice actor. She Stephanie Pensilio. She's voice Claire Redfield on several other games, and she basically mentioned that the Resident Evil Zero remake is coming out. And apparently the people at Capcom are a little bit upset with her because she's released like all the names of people.
It's tough because you are privy to a lot of information and you're probably not sure what is and isn't okay to talk about. And when you're in a situation where you're talking a lot, you will just accidentally, by the nature of talking for a long time, say something you shouldn't. But it's unfortunate. I mean, that's probably the biggest role she's going to have, and the last thing you want to do is do anything to compromise that. I'm sure she didn't mean to.
All right, just to remind everybody, GamesCon is coming. Jeff Keighley's big August event. If you're interested in watching it, it takes place Tuesday, August 25th.
Is
North
Jeff
America.
Keighley the face of video games? Is he the spokesperson of video games?
I mean, he's definitely the name is well known.
I mean, if he's not, who is?
Yeah. I mean,
He's
there's a few.
like, he took it. He just took it from everybody.
Yeah, because he took it from Sean Layden and what you would call it
He just,
from
well, so
Xbox. Phil
companies
Spencer.
stopped putting their CEO out there as much
Yeah.
because they kept saying shit that didn't work out. And I think also there's some problems that they become celebrity, and that's not really the goal here. But Jeff Keighley just took from everyone
Yeah.
and said, I will be the guy that discusses everything and announces everything and leads everything video game. And I don't hate it. I like Jeff Keighley. He's the guy.
Yep. All right. Now we're going to some brick news. I got a some random brick one. Start looking at some of the other companies that make like bricks. We have Brickcraft. They have that new Beavis and Butthead one that I'm still interested in. Not sure. Brickcraft makes a bunch of bricks. They're not as good as some of the other companies out there.
That Atari Pong like arcade like trio there doesn't look bad.
Yeah, the Golden Girls.
Yeah, I don't love that. I do like the Futurama.
Bender.
The no, scroll over the spaceship
Oh,
right
yeah.
there.
The Planet Express.
Think it looks all right. They don't look as good to me though.
Yeah.
I think they look all right.
The All Black Cat.
The Rugrats. Yeah, but that all black cat's not good.
Right. So didn't you also mention we talked about Kata before? Kata has a bunch of different bricks out there you can use. That Japanese bookstore you talked about, they have a cars. They do their version of the botanical, they call it floral
I've heard they're
art.
very hard to put together, and I will say the coffee shop I put together was very hard to put together. It looks great done, but it was hard to put together.
They have different series. So if you they have cars, trucks, tanks. There's a company called Jakai, Jaki.
Like to call him Jackie.
They had this new Saw, Billy from Saw.
What about that printing press? That steampunk printing press? That's fun.
There's a Japanese, there's a ramen shop.
Sushi boat.
They have their own version of the telephone
Very similar.
booth, some birds. Some guitars.
It's like Mickey Mouse's hand. Scroll up. The handful of blossoms.
Yeah.
It's
It
like a
does look like
Mickey
Mickey's
hand.
holding some flowers.
Mickey hand.
Yeah.
Don't let Disney see that.
They have a nativity scene. They don't have a
Jackie will be getting sued.
yeah.
Tape recorder, that's pretty fun. Look at their warrior potted plants. They're happy plants, but they're like savages.
Mm-hmm. The whimsical potted plant.
That's Rick and Morty, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Rick and Morty. As a guy that's never seen Rick and Morty, that's Rick and Morty.
This clock looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It must be tiny. It's $40.
Right. We've talked about Pantasy.
Pantasy, yeah.
Yeah, they have some decent looking builds here and
they
there.
They have some good looking sets. They have the Garfield license too.
Yeah, they do have several licenses. Garfield, Astro Boy, Kung Fu Panda. Do have Dragon Ball for now, but Dragon Ball is coming to Lego.
They have Peanuts as well, so they have a lot of Snoopy merch. I think the Pantasies look good. I still want to try one of theirs. That radio, pretty good.
And you can be part of their building club, whatever, the influencer.
Look at their minifigs. They're like chubby little.
Yeah.
Non-articulated. Well, yeah, semi-chubs. That record player, Funk.
All right. Then there's this group called Mold King. They do cars and they do a bunch of other little stuff I saw as well. They do plants. They ship in a bottle.
A roller coaster looks good.
Mm-hmm. Some of their sets do look pretty good. Engines.
It's a real gamble to like do like something like a ship in a bottle that Lego has done, because you're always going to be compared to them. Just glancing at that, it didn't look as good to me.
No,
you're always going to be compared to that.
But some of their sets do look pretty good. Some of their vehicles look okay.
That money tree looks all right.
Star Wars one doesn't look as good, but the Street Modem Bar mock set looks pretty good. They do have the buildable weapons.
They got guns. God, that tower looks like a pain in the ass with the white, gray, and black to build.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of small bricks.
Solid white croissant, too, which can't be trusted.
All right, next one, there's a company called Rio Bricks, R-E-O, Brick, B-R-I-X. They do a lot of mini sets.
Well, dioramas. I'm a diorama guy.
Yeah, they do some dioramas that have military, different.
Look at that little garage diorama.
Mm-hmm.
How cute is that with the little Mini Cooper up on the lift?
They do space, car, ship, tactical building.
They're little buildings.
They do have some that look very similar to the Lego versions.
Now these are not cheap.
No.
I wonder how they are to put together. These are pricey.
This castle's $560.
Yeah, these are Lego prices. These are expensive.
The clock tower is $900. It is 13,825 pieces.
Interesting. I'll have to see if they have anything cheap and try them at some point.
All right, next one is one called Sluban. They do a lot of military.
Sluban's a fun name.
Yeah.
They look, their minifigures suck.
Yeah, they're mainly known for military builds. JM Bricklayer. I've seen them a long time ago, but I didn't realize they're still doing stuff. They have wide variety of builds.
The haunted building sets looks like a lot like the Mayor Manor thing that just came out.
Ships, engines, flowers.
Look at that butterfly. Looks like it lights up.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
There's all the different themes out they have. Do book nooks. Then there's another company called Nefliz.
It moves because it's meant to. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. The car look, that their builds actually look really good.
Their boxes look nice too. Their packaging. Their name seems like it was AI generated though.
Mm-hmm. There's the botanical line looks pretty good.
I like that purple one. Oh, Mysteria. Yeah, they look nice. Christmas flower looks a lot like Lego settings.
So I saw this on some guy's TikTok or Instagram, whatever. He had that box back there, but he, instead of up there where it said the Netflix, it said Lego on it. So he tricked it, but it's the same exact box.
Yeah. They look nice.
Yeah, so they have a couple good. Yeah, so they do the cars. Then there's Insoon, which my dad got me the set from there. Their builds look okay.
Oh, this bee farm looks incredible. Click on this. I mean, this bee farm in full size.
The three big honeycomb.
Oh, I like this.
It's on sale for $56, normally $100.
I would consider trying this one. It looks cool.
It's big.
Well, we don't know the size of this AI lady.
7.5 inches in width, depth. 15 inches wide and 12 inches tall.
What do the bees look like? Is there a close-up of the bees? You can't see them. There we go. Oh, they're very use your imagination bees.
Yeah, they're made. They're a couple studs.
Yeah. Man, I like that set. Insoon.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if they're available on Amazon.
Yeah, these are.
Let me check the bee one while you keep going.
There's a
little store.
They have a flower pot over here. It looks pretty good. If you get a flower and a pot, you can build. They have some good builds. I said they're some of the better ones I've seen.
You didn't put any of yours together though, did you?
No, I'm not putting that together.
Okay.
There's a City Street Cafe that looks okay. Would you say on Amazon?
$59 on Amazon. It would be here tomorrow.
Go for it.
This is one thing that Amazon has broken me on. That's a good score, but I'm like a 4.5 or more kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the review's a little bit low.
These white flowers look pretty good.
Let me see what the problem is. It is lit. People like that. Sturdiness and assembly. It's always what gets all the other sets. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, so first off, I used to be a prude. I used to think it was Lego or nothing. I no longer feel that way. I feel like a jackass for ever feeling that way.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other good sets. And Lumi Bricks is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting together a Mega Block set right now. And I know Mega Block's been around the game for a long time. It's very good. It feels good. The pieces feel good. The instructions are unique.
Yeah.
It is easy to see what you're doing. There's a few changes I still would like to see, but they're good. I think you should absolutely try other sets. Sturdiness and assembly is absolutely the main problem you see out of other sets. One thing Lego gets right is it feels like it's never going to break when you're putting it together.
Right.
And a lot of the other sets I've put together feel very finicky until you get finished. Again, it's one of the things I think Lumi Bricks gets correct is it never feels delicate.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very sturdy, but I've put together the ones that do the little capsules where you can get like the retro computers and phones and stuff, and they have the sushi ones and all those. I like those a lot. They're very finicky till they're together, though.
So the flowers here, a lot of them come with a buildable flower pot with it, which I do think is a good idea.
I like that Beauty and the Beast looking rose too.
Yeah, now this white one does it, but some of these other ones do.
Yeah, we'll probably try this bee farm.
All right. Also announced, Mattel Creations has an Xbox, original Xbox coming, a buildable Xbox you can build. I like the idea. I think it was pretty cool. I think the price is crazy. It's $324.
It's very expensive. The controller looks very janky. The system looks pretty good. It also comes with three dioramas,
mm-hmm.
four games.
Yeah, Psychonauts, so Halo, and Morrowind, The Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, and I wonder if some of the price isn't because they license the games and the system, and you're going to see people go wild for the minifigs.
It does light up, so I guess if you have the light kit. It does look good.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah.
You got to want that thing,
mm-hmm.
which I do not.
Next, now some Lego news. Good news on the Brick and Minifig a lawsuit with the Mansell family. That's the issue where they did a consignment where they lend them the original owners of the store to display their sets. And then when they went back to go get them, some of the set stuff was already sold. And they said, no, it's ours. There's a big thing with it. It looks like there was a settlement done with them. But now the way that the settlement is, now the original owners can go after the people can go after the original owners now during the because of the settlement.
I assume the settlement was like, here's some money, stop bashing us publicly.
Yeah.
And do whatever you need to do with the actual owners of the store. They should have settled this long before now, because the damage that was done to the Bricks and Minifigs name is probably not repairable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that don't know Bricks and Legos and Blocks building are asking me about Bricks and Minifigs, and they don't say it like, they don't know it's a franchise.
Yeah.
So people are like, that store sucks, huh? That store was taking advantage of people, huh? And I'm like, well, that store was, yes. Mm-hmm. Like that particular store was. And you have to explain the whole thing, but it's done really bad damage to the name.
It says Brian Mansell also transferred his consignment rights to BAM, and BAM could pursue the claims against the former store owners. It said the collection was worth about $200,000. All right, next one, the Lego Ideas for this week, August 22nd. That's some. There's a book nook called from the movie Interstellar. The pictures here look okay. The Gilmore Girls, Life in Stars Hollow.
I think you just make the Gilmore Girls house and you don't make that other stuff. And I think that set would do very well if they do a Gilmore Girls house.
Now, speaking of Gilmore Girls, my sister-in-law, my wife's younger sister, she's going to the city where the house is at. She's going to go visit it.
You and I cannot understand the following of Gilmore Girls,
mm-hmm.
and how like cult classic it is. They make, like, you could get third-party Gilmore Girls sets that aren't Lego right now, but I think that that house would do very, very well.
Yeah.
I think they should make it.
There's another Interstellar bookend. There's Mrs. Friesel and the Magic School Bus.
The Magic School Bus is pretty good. Probably get that if they make that.
The Red Panda.
Red Panda feels like it'll go through. It feels like the Otter set. Feels like the Peter Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
The realistic animals have been pretty hot for Lego, and I think they like them.
Yeah. So there's going to be some new changes to the reward center. If you go into the reward center to redeem an item, you can automatically select it to add to bag instead of them sending you a code that you have to go to your email to grab it and post it into the redemption reward. So that'll save some time and some hassle. There's some new promotions from the Lego shop until August 28th. If you buy the Lego Technic Koenigsegg, you get the spider spear, the steering wheel. If you purchase a botanical garden, you get the entrance gate. Then if you do a $40 purchase on Lego City, Creator, Dreams, Friends, and Jago One Piece and or Pokemon until August 27th, you get the trainer, the Lego Pokemon trainer.
I really like to have that botanical gate, but I'm not going to rebuy the botanical gardens to get it since I didn't get it when I bought mine.
Mm-hmm. Which you should have got it, but.
Bullshit. Yeah. I hate that they do that.
There's a Song of the Hedgehog set you can get, which a poly bag you can buy at the store. Then you can still get if you buy the Minos Tirith, you do get the Lord of the Rings Grand set.
The Lord of the Rings stuff looks really good, like in person put together. When you look at those sets, they look really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really expensive though.
All right. They have announced the Lego Batman, Batman Returns Batmobile has been announced as set 76355. It does look cool. I'll be getting this for sure. I have all the
splits apart, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also comes with a new Batman, new first time cape.
Yeah, the cape looks awesome.
It does look very good.
It's only $230, which is really not bad.
It's when you know a guy's got some money when he says only $230, people. That's how you know.
Well, some of these sets have been getting, you know, $300.
That's how you know a guy just sitting on stacks of cash when he talks like that.
I wish. See, I've been selling stuff to pay for my Lego stuff and working
overtime. It's only $230, guys.
Yeah, I mean, my overtime tickets for this damn Lego Star Wars UCS set.
For this Batman set. Mm-hmm. Pulling doubles for this Batman set. He's trying to backtrack now.
They've announced the Lego Super Mario, the sets with the set numbers. Some good prices on a lot of these. $9.99, $14.99, $20, $30, $40, $60. There's a Fire Mario castle, which is $100, which I think is a decent price. Probably going to be a playable castle.
Now, just to remind everybody, these are the sets that come with actual Mario minifigs.
Yeah.
And not those weird, chunky, square, Duplo-looking mm-hmm. buildable figs. These are real minifig sets.
So the Mario's Pipe Jump will probably be the best one, an easy one. It's $10. And it's you get a poly bag. Yeah, a poly bag. You probably get Mario in it.
Now, here's the problem with these. Is I don't know that I care to have the sets, but I must have these minifigs.
Mm-hmm.
I must have them. I don't need every Mario. If they have like Fire Suit Mario, I could live without him, but I need one of each of these.
Yeah, because they do have Fire Mario. There's a Mario Kart, a Bowser's Rumbling Kart. So I'm sure Mario's going to be in that one. There's going to be a Fire Mario suit. There's going to be Fire Luigi. We're going to have Yoshi at Mario's house. So we're probably going to have a Mario in that one.
Yeah, so where it's a little, where I don't love it is it's like Mario's Pipe Jump. That comes with Mario, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Poly bag, $10, whatever, I'll get it. But then there's Mario Kart racing with Mario. You assume that he would be in that.
Yeah.
Then there's Mario's Beach Adventure, which you would assume Mario will be in.
But I'm sure they'll all be different Marios. Maybe the racing, he has like a racing outfit with a helmet. The beach.
So I can live without the different ones of those. I probably just need to get one of those.
You say that now.
But then there's Mario Kart, Luigi, and Bowser Jr.'s cart. Got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Yoshi at Mario's house, which tells me that's going to come with Yoshi and Mario.
Yep.
Then there's Mario Kart, Bowser's Rumbling Kart. $60. You probably have to either do that or buy Fire Mario and Bowser's Castle to get Bowser. Probably one of the two. And then there's a Fire Luigi versus Koopa Troopa. Probably the only way to get Koopa.
You notice one thing, we're missing your boy.
No Toad, no Peach. I assume Peach is part of the castle, probably.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Toad better be in there.
Yeah, they're going to have at least, you know, four or five figures in that castle.
This is their chance to do things right to my boy Toad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a treasure tracker spinoff would be a good little poly bag.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I have for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our social medias, on Twitter or X, as you want to call it, or Instagram, it's @game_stitch or ho effing show. That was episode 703. We'll be next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.